Thank you, Robin. On to our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording, which begins with upgrades to 180 miles of gas pipes, the equivalent of travelling from Norwich to Brussels. More than 180 miles of gas pipes are set to be upgraded across the east of England, enough to run from Norwich to Brussels. Cadent, the UK's largest gas distribution network, is investing £91 million over the next 12 months to replace ageing metallic pipes, many over 100 years old, with new plastic ones to future-proof supply for 1.6 million properties locally. The upgrades will include almost 50 miles of pipework across Norfolk and around 45 miles in Suffolk. Works began last month and will run through to March 2026. It is part of a three-decade programme which began in 2002 to upgrade the UK gas network. Every year, Cadent is responsible for the upkeep and safe working of around 14,300 miles of pipes in the east of England, which are mostly under the region's roads.
Uber, the world's largest ride-hailing service, recently launched autonomous taxis in Austin, Texas, and revealed plans to bring the technology over to the UK in the next couple of years. The taxi giant has increased its presence in East Anglia over the last 12 months. In March, it announced that passengers would be able to book rides through its app in Norwich for the first time, and it has operated independently in Ipswich since last year. Self-driving cars could be on Britain's roads from 2026 after laws enabling the use of automated vehicle technology were passed last year. But while Uber has been able to successfully launch a driverless service on the wide, straight grid-based Texan roads, there are fears that the technology won't quite work so well on the winding streets of Norwich or Suffolk's country roads. Self-driving cars could be on UK roads from next year after the Automated Vehicles AV Act became law last May. When the law was passed, the government said the use of advanced technology could unlock an industry estimated to be worth up to £42 billion and create 38,000 skilled jobs over the next decade.
Plans for a new supermarket in Norwich have been met with fury from a trio of rival stores. Waitrose, Aldi and Roy's have all objected to proposals for a Lidl store in Beauthorpe. The plans involve demolishing the Namco Funscape bowling alley in Barnard Road to make way for a new branch of the German budget supermarket. Roy's of Beauthorpe, which is a 10-minute drive away from the site, said the potential retail impact of the Lidl store has been significantly underestimated. The Roy's store is located in the Beauthorpe shopping centre, which is owned by the Norfolk brand and home to 17 other units. Waitrose has had a branch at the nearby Eaton Centre since 1995, and Aldi is under 5 minutes away in Larkman Lane. Both also objected to the plans. The site has been used as a bowling alley since it was built, and Namco Funscape's lease does not expire until June 2027. The bowling alley has 30 lanes, an arcade, cafe and bowling pro shop, as well as a large function room with a bar and parking spaces for more than 100 cars.
A further £41.5 million of cuts and savings will have to be found at Norfolk County Council next year. And council chiefs are unable to rule out reducing services for the public. Andrew Jamieson, deputy leader at County Hall and cabinet member for finance, warned tough decisions would have to be made, including particular pressure on adult social care and children's services. The Conservative-run council has had to find millions of pounds of savings in recent years and has just started the process, which will lead to millions more in 2026-27. Mr. Jamieson said the need for more savings would edge the authority nearer to affording only services the council is legally obliged to provide. Officers in a report which will come before the council's cabinet today state the size of the budget gap forecast for 2026-27 is such that there is a risk that the council will be obliged to consider reductions in service levels. The start of the budget-setting process at County Hall, which also assumes a 2.99% hike in the authority's share of the council tax, comes at a time of flux for Norfolk's councils. All eight authorities are facing abolition under local government reorganisation. That process could see new unitary councils created, and Mr. Jamieson believes a single council would be the most cost-effective model, a view not shared by the district councils. The council is also considering extending its medium-term strategy, over which it has identified a need to save £171.4 million by a further year to 2019-30. Political opponents said that was kicking the can down the road for savings and potentially to other councils.
Claims to the estate of Sheila Mary Weatherbed. Sheila Mary Weatherbed, who lived in Elvin Road, Dereham, died on January the 9th, 2025. Under the Trustee Act 1925, any persons having a claim against or an interest in the estate are required to send written inquiries to Laura Rumsey, care of Rogers and Norton, the Old Chapel, 5 to 7 Willow Lane, Norwich, NR2 1EU. All letters must be sent by July the 2nd.
Our final VE Day memory for this section is about one of the great characters who entertained us in Norwich and Norfolk for many years. But where was he on VE Day? He was on the remote and beautiful Cocos Islands in the Indian Ocean. His name was Joe Dade, and you may remember him wearing his black cap and playing his accordion in the St. Stephen's underpass in the city. Joe was serving with the RAF. The expedition was top secret, he said, the idea being to establish the most forward Allied bomber base in the world. On VE Day, the commanding officer arrived in his jeep to announce the war in Europe was over. He told us to light a bonfire on the beach so we could have a barbecue. I had never heard that word before, said Joe. Before long, he was walking around the bonfire, playing his accordion.
We have now reached the end of part one. John and Marianne will follow on with part two with more news, another feature, and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.